A new study released today by the Coalition for Excess Weight Risk Education ranks 33 U.S. cities as according to how fat their residents are. The group, which promotes healthy lifestyles and good nutrition, found the lowest obesity rates in Denver and Minneapolis and the highest in New Orleans. The National Weight Report also found high proportions of overweight people in Norfolk, Virginia, San Antonio, Texas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Commentator Daniel Pinkwater probably should steer clear of those cities as he continues to lose weight on his Ratatouille diet. He says a new restaurant in town has helped with his program. It's owned by a sympathetic vegetarian who is helping him enjoy his new commitment to foods from the garden.
About a year ago, I announced my plan for healthier eating and weight loss. Cunningly simple, it consisted of eating quantities of ratatouille, a yummy melange of vegetables high in nutrition and low in calories. The idea is that the ratatouille displaces other less appropriate foods. I've been eating this stuff at least twice a day all this time, and I'm still not tired of it. I seem to be losing weight still as well, slowly, which is the best way by all accounts. Inspired by my continuing success, I introduced still more veggie treats to fill up on. Juice extractors, once a high-ticket item and hard to find, are now to be had for maybe 50 or 60 bucks in department stores. We got one. A beaker full of the essence of half a dozen fruits and vegetables energizes, and after sipping it, you don't want a cheeseburger, and you haven't got room for one. Now, as if from heaven, the Iguana Taqueria has opened in Hyde Park, New York, a short distance from my home. This is a Mexican fast food place run by a unique individual. She's a vegetarian and a graduate of a famous cooking school. This means vegetarian dishes that don't taste disgusting. Quite the contrary. The Iguana Taqueria has the standard burritos and other goodies as well, but I gravitate to the meatless chili and the black bean soup. At least once a day I gravitate. I have to give special mention to a combination of grain, legumes, and vegetables known as iguana rice, which contains no actual iguana and can sustain life indefinitely as the sole dietary element. Ratatouille, power juices, iguana rice, I am never hungry. I haven't got room for the things I used to eat. No more am I seen in pizzerias or driving up to the takeout window. I am still the fattest man in the county, but that may change. Besides which, I feel like King Kong.
A smaller, wiser Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Hudson River Valley.